It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, Packer Ave. Chickies and Pete's Summer of Shellfish is back. Check out the full menu along with summer specialty cocktails at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jack actually has two polls going on right now. We'll get to the second one a little later.
Nice.
Halfway through the Philly season, do you feel better or worse about the team than you did at the beginning of the year? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Halfway through the Philly season, do you feel better or worse about the team than you did at the beginning of the year?
Well, it's probably worse coming off a three-game losing streak, but I still think it's closer to 50-50, maybe 55-45, leaning in the feel worse.
73% worse.
Damn.
I don't think.
If we asked that on Monday, I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't think people would feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, because I actually don't feel like people were particularly optimistic at the beginning of the season. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would be hard for them,
right,
I think, to feel worse. Now, you're right. After you scored one run in three games.
Well, you can feel worse.
Yes, at that moment. At that, yes, that specific moment, yes. Yeah.
On top of the bullpen struggles we know they have. On top of, like, I think the thing that worries people the most is this offense going to go cold for a week in October again? And coming off of that week, it's a triggering experience.
Yeah. By the way, yes, it can.
It can?
Yeah.
100% can.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't.
That's baseball.
215-592-9494. Next question today is, give us your favorite movie since 2000. Alan in Villanova, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, great show you guys got going there today.
Thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it.
I don't know what to say about this Philadelphia Phillies team that hasn't been said by everybody. I mean, one time they get a lot of hits against the Mets, and you think the ship is right and everything's fine. And then you have this debacle in Houston where you get the greatest starting pitching you could expect, and you can't score a run. So I'm totally at a loss. And I do think, though, they need a right-handed bat, and I think they need a lockdown closer. But I haven't said anything that everybody else hasn't said a thousand times either.
Alan, I think that – now, let me ask you this, Alan. Let's say they get a good right-handed bat at the deadline. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 6.5. And let's say at the deadline they get a reliever that's, let's say, a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Like, do you think it's a World Series team if those things happen?
Well, you didn't want to hear my take on that, but this isn't really based on analysis. It's based on Philadelphia and negativity. Which is my prediction this year is that they lose in the wild card, and I'll tell you why. Unfortunately, I see the same pattern with this team as after 2008. Because if you remember, after 2008, we took a step back each year. 2009, we went to the World Series, didn't win. 2010, losing the League Championship. And 2011, losing the Division Series. But we're following the same pattern here. We make it to the World Series. We lose in the League Championship Series. We lose in the Division Series. So if you follow that same pattern, we now lose in the wild card.
Well, but let me ask you this, Alan. Is the fact that that era went the way that it did, is that a case of the team getting worse, or is that a case of, like, things just working out the way that they did? Because I would make the case that this team is better than the 2022 Phillies team.
The latter. I agree with you that this team is better.
Okay, all right.
But he also made the case that, like, the 10 Phillies are better than the 08 Phillies.
Sure.
I think it's more circumstance than anything. I think it's just a convenient thing to say.
Yeah. Alan, give us your favorite movie since 2000.
Well, I don't know if it's my favorite movie, but I must speak to Ike about this. I love Denzel Washington, and it could be one of my favorite movies, but I believe, and I'm a theater guy and a movie guy, that Denzel's best job acting ever. It's not Training Day, even though he won the Oscar for it. His best performance ever, and I saw it live on stage, and he made the movie of it, is his performance in Fences, Marcus Wilson's play.
What movie did you say? We couldn't hear you.
Fences, F-E-N-C-E-S. It's the adaptation of the Marcus Wilson play that Denzel did on Broadway. And then
we're not doing a Broadway play.
Yeah. No,
what movie was it?
It's not a movie, it's a play.
No, he's saying
it
was both.
They made
it's both.
Movie of the
Crimson? Crimson Tide? You said Crimson Tide? What did you say?
This is going
on. One word. F-E-N-C-E-S. Fences. It's a movie.
Spences.
It's a movie. It was
Fences?
It was a play first, but then they made a movie of it with the same cast.
Pam? Pan? Is her name Pan? Pan?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, what is it, an indie film? Like, I don't know what the hell. I don't know that.
No. Come on.
Well, now I got to – I'm sorry.
I didn't say Training Day was Denzel's best movie. That's just a movie that popped in my head.
I mean,
I could have gone Malcolm X. That was in the 90s.
All right, I'm going to find this now.
That was a 90s movie. Glory, where he won a supporting actor, Academy Award.
Oh, Fences.
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 Okay. Never heard of it.
It looks like a well-regarded movie. Okay. I have not seen it. It looks like a well-regarded movie. I have not seen Fences. Oh, hold on. Yep. There it is. There you go.
Watch it this weekend, Ike. Come on. As a Denzel guy.
Oh, with Viola Davis. Yeah, no.
You remember it now.
I've seen it, but yeah, I'm out.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not a bad movie.
Wow. You're out.
Listen, Denzel, John Q wasn't a good movie either, and every movie Denzel did wasn't great.
So here, you wanted to hear the top 10, Jack, from the New York Times?
Yeah.
Number 10 is The Social Network. Great flick.
Yeah. You see they're making a 2?
A 2, yeah, I wonder.
For what?
I've never saw it.
Oh, really? You'd like it. I think you'd like it. It's about Facebook. It's about it's a good flick.
Yeah, I'm passing that.
Well, I didn't know that. Wow, it's a good flick. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're a Facebookman.
Number 9.
I am.
Number 9, Spirited Away. It's a cartoon. Never heard
of
it.
Come on. Grow up.
Number 8, Get Out. That movie's awesome.
Sure. Haven't seen it.
Yeah, a little overrated, but I like it.
Heard good things.
You haven't seen
it? No.
Get Out?
It's a good movie.
Get Out's awesome.
It's worth watching.
Yeah. Get Out's awesome. Number 7, Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, with Jim Carrey. Great flick.
Never saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't take serious Jim Carrey.
Yeah, only in 23.
Number 6, No Country for Old Men.
Ooh, now that's
a
good one.
That's a good flick.
That's a classic.
Number 5, Moonlight, which I did not see.
Nope.
Is that with Mortensen?
That was a TV show. Bruce Willis, Moonlighting.
Isn't Moonlight the one that they said won the Oscar, and then it ended up being that
somebody else,
the musical
yeah.
with Ryan Gosling? I think that's what it was.
I remember that incident, but no, I can't remember. Movies.
Number 4, In the Mood for Love. I have not seen that.
Never seen it.
Number 3, There Will Be Blood, which
never seen it.
Awesome flick. You would like There Will Be Blood, I think. And number 2, Mulholland Drive, which I love.
Never seen it.
Terry Mulholland?
No, Mulholland Drive. And then a David Lynch movie, which I know I got made fun of for saying that R.I.P. David Lynch when he died. And number 1 is Parasite, which is a great flick.
Parasite.
Nope, I'm out on
that. That's not Human Centipede?
No, Parasite is not Human Centipede. Different flick.
So 9 of those 10 movies I've never seen.
By the way, Seltzer agrees with you on Arrival.
What's a great movie?
He said it's in its top 10 for the last decade.
Oh,
yeah. It's a great flick.
He's already... Elliot's never heard of it, of course.
But Elliot's pop culture is, unless it's trending on Twitter, Elliot won't do it. Like, Elliot only likes what everybody else likes. Elliot has no dissenting opinion on pop culture. Not one.
Wow.
He doesn't. He doesn't have any dissenting opinions on pop. He just likes whatever's popular.
Sure.
Like, he wanted to go see the Cowboy Carter concert because lots of people were there, not because he likes any of that movie.
You don't think he really likes Beyonce?
I don't think he actually likes anything. Elliot, I have come to understand.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Is a creation of himself. He is like artificial intelligence. Like, he is creating the things that he likes and doesn't like based on opinions that he has. Like, I don't think he actually enjoys anything or doesn't like anything.
AIESP?
Yeah, I think he's AIESP. I think if we created an AIESP, it would be exactly the same as regular ESP.
Yeah. He's hard to nail down, man.
He really is.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Ike tells you about some meat.
Yeah, meat.
All right, let's talk about meat. talk about my friends over at Deeds and Watson. That's right. It's grilling season. Fire up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Deeds and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Deets Nuts meat snacks. There's something for everyone in the family. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Deets and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
215-592-9494. Ed and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Spike, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, about the Phillies, I think if we brought back Vince Velasquez, I think we'd be in a lot better place.
Vince Velasquez?
Yes, Velasquez. That's just a joke.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We wanted to get the name right.
Okay, favorite movie, Dances with Wolves.
Well, that definitely didn't come out since 2000.
Wasn't that a Kevin Costner movie?
It was. Yeah, that was really? In the 90s, wasn't it? Dances with Wolves?
Oh, Dances with Wolves.
1990.
I thought he said Dancer's Remorse.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Ed, do you know what year it is?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right.
2025.
All right.
Well, we're all getting a little older. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the last 5 years seems like it just disappeared sometimes.
Yeah.
I think the COVID era screwed up our sense of time.
That's what they say.
I haven't been right since.
Yep.
If you follow the Phillies,
Oz have been going bad for 5 years.
Every year.
Yeah, Groundhogs Day.
For some of the teams, not all the teams.
I mean, oh, Eagles Alita Stike.
Yep. Yep. There he is.
Yep.
Hey, we got to come up with a chant like they have for the Eagles. You got to come up with something like.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just trying to get more teams to be like the Eagles, man. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Just living in all.
That's what we're trying to do, man.
You got the best team in football. You got the Chiefs.
I mean, seriously, think about it. The last 5 years, only the Chiefs have claimed to be in a better team than the Eagles in the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, what other team has gone to multiple Super Bowls in the last 5 years?
49ers?
San Francisco.
Yeah, and they didn't win one, so you don't have that over them.
And they got a fraud quarterback.
Well, I'm just saying, would you rather be a 49er or Eagle?
Eagles.
Oh, an Eagle fan.
Come on, man.
Much cooler.
Much cooler.
Yeah.
Much cooler.
Shaq brought up the Eagles elitism.
Yeah,
and it's starting to make a lot of sense.
And I resent it.
I push back, and I was like, and now I'm thinking, he's right.
Yeah, you're with him. Yeah, I know it.
He's right.
I know it.
He's right. Like, nothing's good because it's not the Eagles. Why would we even talk about it? I mean, the Phillies didn't win the Super Bowl. Sixers didn't win the Super Bowl. Flyers didn't win the Super Bowl.
Nope.
It's like impossible, honestly.
I'm going to tell you what happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what happens. First of all, it's a football town. Don't be resentful.
I'm not resentful.
Not you.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, you too. No. Hell no. You're not excluded. Both of you. You're in here with him too. Yeah. You're in here with him too.
Everyone's getting it.
Football is king in the country. It's the number one sport. It's king. It's what matters more than any other sport. And we happen to be in a town where the team matters more in this town than any other team.
That's fine.
And but here's what's not fine to those of you who don't necessarily love the Eagles as much as you do some of the other teams, whether it's the Flyers, puck it up.
Yep, who could forget?
The Sixers, great draft the other night. Or the Phillies, who are half a game out of first place right now.
Right.
The Eagles have delivered championships.
Yeah.
They've met expectations. See, it's one thing for the fans to have the hype and the support and the bravado and stick the chest out before the season, and then we get our bubble burst at the end. Believe me, I lived through that.
So do we all.
But this era of Eagles football is different. It's different.
Sure, and I hear
they actually come through.
Yeah,
they actually finished the deal.
But they look down on everyone else.
They don't look down on everyone else. You know what they do? They take exception to those of you who don't praise the team as much as they deserve to be praised. That you're always nitpicking and criticizing the team as opposed to lifting them up. Because they actually deliver. It's not Eagles fans being elitist. It's you guys feeling inferior to Eagles fans.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm an Eagles fan.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Here's my problem.
We're all Eagles fans. But your tone when you talk about the team doesn't feel like the same tone when you talk about the Sixers or the Phillies.
Because we have to defend them against all the onslaught.
How are you defending them against what's happening out there?
But here is my issue.
Making excuses for them.
But my issue is, when I want to talk about the Phillies, I don't want like some tinge of the Eagles in the conversation, and I feel like it's in every conversation.
The team just won the Super Bowl.
I know, but I don't know what to say anymore.
Yes, It's not going away.
Well, it's going to go away when they go 10-7.
See what I mean? You hear that tone?
Yeah.
I feel that sharpness.
I felt the sharpness.
I felt that.
I didn't like it either.
Oh, you loved it.
I didn't love it.
You loved it. No.
Come on, man.
Listen. And you.
What?
And you.
He's worse than I am.
No, he's definitely worse.
Okay.
It's not fair.
Nah, it's only the quarterback. It's everything. And I'm going to give you one example.
Great.
His love for Kelly Green.
This one really does bother you.
No, it bothers me because...
Well, when you said it, I knew.
No, here's the thing. It only bothers me because people like yourself, you don't really love the Kelly Green. You hate the Midnight Green because of the success they're having. That's what it is.
That is so deep.
You see what I'm saying, Spike? Follow me.
No,
it ain't that. Because there's no nostalgia there for him
it's
for
not
Kelly
about
Green.
Nostalgia. Oh, it's yeah, better is. Looking.
Everybody who loves the Kelly. No. If you had just said, I just think it's cooler. That's one thing. You try to wax poetically like it's something that meant a lot to you as a child.
It didn't mean anything to me
exactly.
as a child. It just looks better.
Because you disrespect history and the older players more than anybody
that's
on this station.
That's not true.
You
Elliot does that.
Wilt. You call
Wilt.
Stop
it.
You said Dr. J was nothing but a Ben Simmons.
He couldn't shoot.
What I'm saying, though, you disrespect the past. You don't even love powder blue.
I like powder blue.
All you like is Mike Schmidt. Love Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, I like Carlton.
You don't like powder blue.
You know what, Jack?
Oh, here we go. What are you going to say?
Well, maroon is way better than the current Phillies color.
Exactly.
It just is. It's 100 times better.
The
whole uniforms were maroon.
He'll wax poetically about the red pinstripes and Utley and those guys more than you will the old Phillies. And that's the only modern team, you actually had his love for. You don't have this love for the Sixers. You don't. And I peeped you out. I finally figured you out. You don't love the Kelly Green. You hate the Midnight Green because they're so successful right now, and everybody loves the Eagles. Sick of this.
I like the Midnight Green.
I got it.
But you did it. You're going to this like huge level of deepness.
Yes.
Because I think the color's better.
No.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, I know. I got respect for everybody. Like Spike, who's old enough, he witnessed the Eagles and the Kelly Green.
I was at training camp at Westchester.
Yeah, so I got respect for all those fans that grew up watching the Kelly Green. You did it. And if you just be like the younger generation and just say, you know what? It's a cool color. I like it. And you can just roll with that, but that's not it. You got to do the whole Kelly Green. Isn't this just the best?
It is.
It's so much better than Midnight Green. It and is. All you're doing is just crapping on the Midnight Green.
I'm not
green.
Crapping on the Midnight
yeah,
Green.
Yeah, you are.
I died in 2002, too, like, when I was 8. All right? My first heartbreak. We've all been there. I love the Kelly Green.
No, this comes from the other day when he did his Eagles elitist thing. Oh, I was on my way home listening to him.
Yeah, I bet you read it. How many times did you dial 215?
I wanted to call you, yes.
Exactly. There is Eagles elitism.
It's not elitism.
A little
bit.
They're
looking down upon everyone else.
Yeah, a little
they're
bit.
They're not looking. They're just proud to be Eagles fans.
That's great. I thought we were 4-for-4 now.
We are. But we can't be upset at the Phillies for not meeting expectations. Had the Eagles lost the NFC Championship game and then a divisional round, we'd be sitting here saying, you know what? Well, they're on their way down. We need to trade Jalen. We need to get Nick Sirianni out of here. You'd be ready to do a fire sale if that happened with the Eagles.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you this, Ike. What happens if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford?
Oh, everyone forgets that. Everyone forgets
and,
that.
And you with the
yeah,
Sixers.
Yeah, you.
You with the Sixers.
I don't even like the Sixers.
Jalen.
I hate them.
If Jalen,
they've ruined my life.
If Jalen missed the percentage of games that Embiid misses as a star of this team, we already be trading Jalen. It's like we traded Wentz to get him out of here. He can't stay healthy.
I've called Embiid a loser on multiple occasions.
You don't believe that.
I am more honest about Embiid than the Jalen people are about Jalen. And that is a fact. Now, Jack, I can't say that about Bryce Harper. He is not honest about it.
That's the baby boy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right, we just had a was that like a
that's like an out-of-body.
What do we call that, a intervention?
That was good stuff.
Yeah. Was the intervention? Intervention is usually when a bunch of people come with one.
Nah.
You were one person attacking everybody else.
Dude, he actually turned into Denzel.
Yeah.
Like in the movie where he's standing there at the end. That's what it was?
It's training day.
Yeah, is that training day? Yeah, we're standing there at the end. Oh, you all turned against me.
I'm putting cases on everybody.
Yeah, that's what it was. 215. No, I can't wait for the Eagles season.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Phillies now than you did when the season started?
And is there Eagles elitism in the city of Philadelphia?
That don't ruin. We got to do that next week.
No.
And next question today, your favorite movie since the year 2000. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know, everything's better at Chickies and Pete's. Everything's better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.